There's a provision in a draft of a comprehensive cybersecurity bill that could give the Homeland Security Department the ability to take over contractor systems. It's one of several parts of the draft legislation that's causing concern among industry experts. Senate leaders promised to take up a cyber bill early in the 2012 session. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller got a copy of the draft cyber bill. He joins us with analysis. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom and Jared.
All right, so how could DHS actually take over a contractor's system?
Well, let me start with the premise that this is a draft bill. It has not been introduced yet, there's no sponsor yet, and this, more importantly, everything could change. But as the bill stands now, and it's been floated around both industry and Congress, there's a provision in the Federal Information Security Management Act, or FISMA Reform Act, this section of the bill, where it would give the Secretary of DHS the ability to, and I'm going to quote here, direct officials of agencies that own, operate, lease, or otherwise control an information system, including information systems used or operated by another entity, including contractors, on behalf of a federal agency to take any lawful action, and that's key here, any lawful action with respect to the operation of such information system for the purpose of protecting that information system from a mitigating a cybersecurity threat. So let me go back a second because there was a lot there. The key phrase is any lawful action, which could mean, and I'm going to stress the could, taking over a vendor system. Now, Bob Dix is a former staff director in the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee and is now vice president of governmental affairs and critical infrastructure protection for Juniper Networks. He describes why this provision causes him heartburn.
There's some concern about what would be the criteria for that, and how it would be that the government would have the ability under a provision of lawful action to take over a system used by an agency, even if it's owned by a contractor. That still has some work to do.
Now, Dick says he supports changes to FISMA, but this provision specifically, he thinks, goes too far because it's an opportunity for an action really vendors haven't seen before. Now, I also asked Jim Lewis about this. Lewis is the director of the Technology and Public Policy Program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, and I asked him if he reads this provision similarly to Dick's.
No. That's a little extreme. I mean, people are always looking for extremes here. Is it a lawful action to take over the contractor system? I think it's more that they could direct the contractors to take action. So I see this more as an ability to direct action rather than actually assuming control.
Now, Lewis says that this is just one of the challenges in bills like this where you can't be overly prescriptive because otherwise the bills just don't do enough good. You got to leave it broad enough that people can interpret, but not be so prescriptive.
Now, Jason, I want to ask you more about the content of the bill, but we should probably back up for just a second and ask you, what's the origin of this draft? Who drafted the draft? Is this an administration product? Was this put together by senators? Who came up with this?
This is from the Senate. This is the comprehensive bill that's being floated on by Senate Majority Leader Reid, combining pieces of other bills. For instance, a little bit from the White House proposal that we reported back in May, Senator Carper's bill that deals with FISMA reform, pieces of legislation from Senator Lieberman and Collins, as well as legislation from Senator Rockefeller and Senator Snow. But again, draft bill, be clear here, this is not a final product. This has not been introduced yet, so things could change. But, hey, they wanted some comments, and they floated this around.
Gotcha. Okay, so let's dig into the content a little more. Let's start with a little bit more on FISMA reform.
Well, the main focus is taking FISMA into the continuous monitoring and away from writing reports. It codifies the oversight authority of DHS, which the White House gave DHS back in July 2010, to issue policies, set standards, to create training requirements, conduct risk assessments, and receive reports from agencies on their cybersecurity status. The reform bill also would update agency and CIO responsibilities, including, and I think this is really important, ensuring cybersecurity is integrated with the agency's strategic and operational planning process, as opposed to what many people have said it's been bolted on or an afterthought in the past. It also requires CIOs and agencies to develop and maintain a risk management strategy. We have a whole link to all sections of the bill on federalnewsradio.com. Now, Alan Powell is the director of research at the Sands Institute. He's been an outspoken critic of the paperwork part of FISMA. He says the continuous monitoring language is most important.
I think the key is the report language. So no, I don't think the bill needs more, but I think there need to be two or three examples in the report language that comes out with the bill so that there's no question. The key people in this whole thing are the inspectors general. If they misinterpret it so that the security people think they're supposed to do one thing and the inspectors general think they're supposed to write reports, which is what's been happening for the last 10 years, then you're going to get a lot of wasted reports. So the key is inspectors general understand exactly what was meant by continuous monitoring, meaning automated online monitoring of every device on the network. If that's in the report language, that's good enough.
Now, Juniper's Bob Dick says enabling continuous monitoring and empowering CIOs in a more standardized approach is both necessary and a good thing. So he's very supportive of many parts of the FISMA reform bill.
And we're speaking with Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. Now, another part of the bill that's causing concern about critical infrastructure, why are some worried about provisions in that section?
Well, similar to the provision under the FISMA reform section, the oversight by DHS over the critical infrastructure is of concern and actually could stop this bill from moving forward. Now, Juniper's Bob Dick says the bill could give the government too much oversight authority in specific areas. He says one provision would create additional regulatory regimes, but not really target the real issues, which in his opinion are the control systems. The other area is around assessing the risk management of critical infrastructure vendors.
I don't think that's the role of government. I don't think that it is proper for the government to tell me and my company how best to manage the risk on behalf of my customers, my internal organization, and my shareholders. I believe that we do a pretty good job of that, and I think most people across the community do a pretty good job of that at this point in time. Is there room for improvement? Are there places we can get better? Absolutely. And I think as long as we have that discussion in a collaborative vein, then I think we can make a lot of progress, as we already are.
Now, Juniper's Dick says the legislation could call for a more collaborative effort between industry and government. He says the House seems to understand this approach, but Senate lawmakers, they're not getting to this quickly. Now, CSIS's Lewis says it's if the critical infrastructure section doesn't pass, is not a part of this bill, the rest of the bill isn't worth much, because that's the area that needs the most attention nationwide. Lewis says the bill does call for a collaborative process, but there needs to be a way for DHS to make sure the standards are being met.
The problem with voluntary is it doesn't work. So if we don't have to prove that anymore. And whenever anyone says to you, we can rely on a voluntary approach, you want to smell their breath. I think that is the crux of the matter, is can we create standards and hold companies to them, recognizing that this has to be a very light touch, it has to be collaborative, and it has to differ from sector to sector. But that's, I think, the crucial point for me.
Now, all three experts say this could be the one area that, again, could stop the bill from moving forward as a whole, though both Lewis, Bob Dix from Juniper, Alan Haller from SANS are optimistic that at least some of the bill will move forward, unsure how fast or how much of it will pass, but there will be some cybersecurity legislation this session.
Do we have a sponsor yet, Jason, for this bill, or is it just a draft floating around the Senate?
No, it's just a draft language. It's coming from Senator Harry Reid's office. Now, is Harry Reid going to be the sponsor? Probably not. It's probably going to be Senator Lieberman and Senator Collins and Senator Carper, potentially even Senator Rockefeller and Senator Snowe, because they have the main cyber bills in last session that really got a lot of the traction.
But it's safe to say that if this bill, and it's close to its present form, becomes the law, then you've really got DHS as king of the hill for .com and .gov.
I think you have DHS for king of the hill with or without this bill. I think the White House has really gone very far in codifying DHS's authorities to have oversight over .gov and certain pieces of .com. Let's be clear, critical infrastructure protection or critical infrastructure providers, that's where they're going to come and play a big role in, not your or my website at home, or if jaredserbu.com, none of that.